Thank you so much for calling back. Is this Lilith?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Lilith. Welcome on board, first of all. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right, Lilith, before I move on to the process, I would like to ask you a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So the first question is a very obvious one, of course. I would like to know more about the book and what exactly did you envision when you decided to write this book?
This is I don't know, based on biblical information, and I did some research on mythology and the first wife of Adam, which based on some of the notes and like Jewish biblical notes, it hasn't been Eve. So based on that, I have created something that kind of, it's like I said, it's more of a mythology, just the story before Eve was created and why she was created, and kind
Okay.
of,
All
yeah.
right. So basically, we can say that it is a nonfiction book, right? Something related to historical events, you
No,
can
it is
say?
completely fiction. No, this is
Okay.
completely fiction. So it's like there is like notes about Lilith, and there is biblical information about Eve and Adam and the garden, and but like nobody ever really asked like why she did bite the apple. So this is
Oh,
kind of
okay.
like a, yeah,
So have you referenced
funny.
this work with some sort of citations and, biblical references or anything like that? Does it have anything to do
No,
with religion?
the only biblical reference about Adam's first wife, Lilith, was that she was his first wife, and then she left him, she ran away with Lucifer, and then and God's angels tried to bring her back, but she refused to come back, and that's basically it. And in other places, different, nations would write or demonize her in terms of like she steals the babies, she drinks the milk, and stuff like that. And there is tons of fiction, like movies and some stories about her, but nothing is, like it's all fiction. So people just come up with different side of or ideas of how or what she needs to be.
Okay.
So
So
yeah.
basically, we're looking at a non a fiction fantasy mythological book. Is that correct? If I'm not wrong.
It,
Okay.
yeah. Uh-huh.
It reminds me of a season, by the way. I'm not sure if you've watched Lucifer. It has something to do with our
It has,
basic
but it's,
concepts.
yeah, but it's like really far from what I wrote. It's completely different.
Gotcha.
Has nothing to do with it. Yeah, it's everything. At least in the book one, it's built in the garden of Eden. So it's not modern times. Nothing. It's more of living in a paradise and stuff like that.
Okay, understood. That is
Yeah.
fascinating, Lilith. By the way, how did you come up with this concept? I mean, what made you write this?
Because of my name. So
Right. That
my
was an
name is
obvious one,
Lilith.
by the way. Yes.
Yeah. So, and my name is actually not an old name. It's probably only 60 years old name. There was an Armenian writer who very, very, very long time ago, I mean not like time ago, around 70, 80 years ago, he wrote this little poem called Lilith. And in this poem, he just wrote a beautiful poem, about how pretty Lilith is. And all the young women who were having babies at the time, they named their daughters Lilith
Lilith,
after,
right.
yes, because the
After
poem
her.
was, Very beautiful. Like the way that he described Lilith was, you know, like breathtaking. It's just, and so only me in my class at the same age, I had like 8 girls named Lilith. That's how beautiful the poem was. So,
right. It was a popular name at that point of time.
Yes. The name is kind of getting old, but, you know, at my age, people, you probably find every 10 woman, you know, it's called Lilith in my own context.
Right. I understand. Just like how Fatima is very common in Muslim culture. I've seen like every second person named Fatima or
Ahmed.
Yes.
So, but that kind of, you know, it prompted me to think about it. So I took that as an idea. And I kind of dwell into that, and then I started, you know, especially when I moved to United States, when I say my name, it's been butchered, like, really badly.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, I need to reintroduce this name, maybe in some way that people will fall in love just the way that 70 years ago people were falling in love when the poem came out. So,
Okay. All right. Well, that is interesting, Lilith. I am fascinated by this. By the way, you're like one of the first clients that has this name. So I would say this name is not pretty common, but it's a good name.
So I'm debating in terms of the title of the book, just call it Lilith or I am Lilith. So I'm just thinking which will be the either, but because I kind of want to, I'm leaving it open in terms of if this book picked up and there is an interest, I kind of, you know, can build on it and do other books like book 2, book 3, but I don't know, we'll see.
Of course. There is always a possibility of moving on and converting a book into a series. You can make it a trilogy or you can make it an ongoing series. That depends on you. It's always an option with fiction books and related to do with anything fantasy or mythology, anything like that. We always have this option. Now, let me ask you another important question, Lilith. Do you have any estimated timeline or deadline for this project completion?
No. Okay, so just, you know, a couple words about myself. So I am an ex-journalist, so I like writing, but unfortunately when I moved to United States, I needed to choose a different path, so I'm working in, believe it or not, in human resources. So I'm, it's a full-time job. So I did wrote like tons of, and I have like sketches because, you know, like I love writing, and I, back in my home country, I have over 100 published interviews, and, you know, I did TV and radio and stuff like that.
Wonderful.
So
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting, Lilith. What? Where are you from, by the way?
Armenia.
Oh, that is wonderful. I have a real good friend from there.
Okay, cool. I always doodle, let's put it this way, some, you know, ideas and short stories and things like that, but I've never been able to finish, complete, or, you know, do something. So recently I had a surgery and I wasn't able to work, so I was able to sit down and kind of almost complete. I'm still doing a couple more edits on it, but it's almost done. Took a couple of months to write this, but I'm hoping that it's done.
Okay.
I mean,
all right. So you don't so you don't really have an exact timeline, right?
No,
okay.
I don't.
Let me give you a rough estimate. When we are working, it all depends on the level of editing that is required in the manuscript, of course, but I'll give you a tentative deadline or timeline. In order to complete a book of 100 to 150 pages, it requires almost 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions. Again, as I said, that it all depends on the number of revisions, but we'll try to finish this as quick as possible. Let me ask you one more question, Lilith. What do you think is lacking in the manuscript currently? Do you feel that it needs to be developed in terms of the transition and the storyline of the book, or do you feel that it only needs a compliance check, like, for example, grammatical errors, syntax, typos, spelling mistakes, and, of course, the formatting?
I mean, editing and formatting for sure. Like I said, this is my third language, although I have to be honest with you, I did use, you know, like the grammar check and, you know, all that good stuff that you can do online right now. So I was trying to make sure that there is, you know, at least there is no grammatical errors and, you know, sentences are constructed correctly. So, but I know that for my previous life, I know that the editing can never stop. You can always try to make everything better and better.
Of course.
I mean, in terms of the storyline, if, you know, somebody reads it, because I haven't had the chance to show this to anyone yet, if somebody reads this and says, oh, you know what, you know, let's make this change or let's make that change, you know, I'm open to hear that and, you know, make this better, of course.
Okay, that brings me to the process. Let me explain how we're working together. We'll ask you to submit the manuscript, and I will have you log in to our online portal, but I'll explain that in the second part. I want to explain how the editing process will work from here onwards. Once you submit the manuscript, the team will do a thorough proofread, or you can say a thorough evaluation, and they will provide us, you and me, with an evaluation report, which will contain like the weaknesses along with the strengths and the recommendations as to how we can improve the manuscript. Okay? So that will be the first phase, in which we'll do a complete evaluation of the manuscript, see what's lacking, see what can be possibly done to improve this, and of course, since it's your book, the entire decision will depend on whether or not you approve those recommendations, okay? So that is phase one of the editing process. Phase two, once you've provided your feedback, so let's say if the team has provided 10 suggestions to you, I'm just giving you a big example so you understand how we'll go about from the evaluation report, okay? So, as you said, if they provide you with 10 suggestions, let's say you like 2 or 3 of them out of all the 10, then you just let me know that, you know what, Samantha, I approve suggestion 2, 3, and 4, and that is it. I would like to see it implemented. So phase two will begin from here, and we will give you drafts of, let's say, maybe 15 pages, 20 pages, a chapter. That depends on the level of editing that is required in those particular pages, and we'll send them to you in every 4 working days to review.
Okay.
That would be like the proper implementation of the suggestions that you approved in phase one. So phase two will follow with chunks and batches of edited drafts that will be sent back and forth from our end to you. If you have any additions or suggestions to add, if you have any additional material to add, then we can go ahead and do that on each and every draft. Before we move forward, we will be approving the last draft, and then only we'll move forward. So that we are compiling the all the pages that we have gone through in the manuscript for our final review, okay? That will complete phase two. Phase three is the final phase in which we will do a compliance check. I mean, once the book is fully developed and we have implemented all the suggestions that we spoke about in phase one, then we will focus on the grammatical issues, the formatting, typos, spelling mistakes, any of those things, you know, like a proper compliance check. That will be phase three. Before we are ready to publish the book, we'll make sure that we have left no stones unturned. Okay.
Okay. I do have a quick question. So, you know, like in the Word, regular Word format, like say, and transfer to book, what will be the size and how many pages in Word format will be about, I don't know, 80 to 100 pages in a book format?
Okay, let me explain that. See, currently I have not seen your manuscript, so I cannot exactly tell you if we turn it into a different format, the standard publishing format, what will be the total page count, but I will give you that answer later once I have reviewed the manuscript. For now, I can tell you that the current trim size that is recommended for your book will be a 6x9 standard novel size.
6x9, okay.
Yes. So once we
any request for me to submit in terms of like the font, spacing or anything like that?
No, you'll be asked to fill out the brief forms. That is like the next part that I'm coming to. But before I do that, I would like you to log into our online portal. If you're sitting in front of your computer, you must have received an invitation from Creative Design Agency. Just find me that email, and then I'll walk you through it.
Yeah, I am in here. Yes,
okay,
I am already logged
you,
in. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. You've set up your password?
Yes.
Okay, now you need to find the messages section for me.
Message section?
Mm-hmm.
No, I see notifications. Okay, messages. Uh-huh, I found messages.
Yes, go to messages.
Welcome on board, yeah.
Yes, that's the thread that we'll be using to further communicate. Click on welcome on board, please.
Mm-hmm, I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you will see detailed emails from Brian Williams. There are two of them sent to you. The first one consists of two brief forms that you need to download. There's an option to download them. Do you see that option?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you download them, fill them up, and then I will explain how you can re-upload them. The second email contains the contract that you need to sign and send back and the paid invoice. That's for your own records, okay?
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
If you can find the option that says add reply, it should be right below Brian's second message.
Oh, I know how to download, complete, and apply, send it back to you.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. You just need to click on the add reply option, and then you're going to get the attach file option. And you just type a message here and submit the files by posting your reply, okay?
Okay, we'll do that.
And this is the only option that we'll be using on this portal, not to complicate things. So just to keep us on the very same page, since there are multiple people who are part of this entire project, and Brian Williams is one of them. He's the account manager. So basically, for the day-to-day tasks or daily activities, he will be responsible, and he will be your primary mode of contact, you can say. All right? I come in when there is an issue or concern. All right?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So the things that you need to return back to me are these two brief forms, the signed contract, and your manuscript.
Okay? I will do that, yes.
Okay, perfect. That is pretty much it. I explained to you the editing process once we have done and completed all three phases. And, of course, we'll be working on the book cover while we are working on the edits of the book with you. So by the time we are done with the editing part, we will have the book cover ready as well, okay, according to whatever preferences you provide in the brief form that you're about to fill out. Once that is done, we will enter into the publishing phase. That is very simple. You won't have anything to do. We'll be sending you the final files for one final review and approval. You'll need to thoroughly review the entire manuscript with a fine-tooth comb, make sure that there's nothing that we are missing. And once you provide your final approval, we will launch the book on the mentioned platforms in your package. There are like 5 to 6 platforms that we are talking about. And the format of the manuscript is going to be an ebook, Kindle version, and paperback as well. Hardcover is optional, and of course we'll have to check the page limit of the manuscript as well. Based on that, we can decide whether or not we will be proceeding with the hardcover option as well. You with me?
Okay. Sounds really good. Thank you.
Perfect. No worries. Are there any questions, any confusions with anything at all whatsoever that I've just explained so far?
No. Everything, I mean, whatever you're saying is really, really easy and self-explanatory. Thank you so much.
Okay, that is great. Thank you so much for your time, Lilith. I will keep in touch. You can send in the information by tomorrow. There's no rush. And that is pretty much it from my end. I hope I did not overwhelm you with anything.
No. Like I said, everything sounds pretty nice and easy. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you.
Perfect. You've been a wonderful customer so far, Lilith. I think we're going to get along.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Yeah, go ahead.
I just will review and send everything as soon as I'm done.
Perfect. That sounds like a plan. Thank you so much for your time once again. Looking forward to working on this project with you and making this a masterpiece, of course. So really excited, and I wish you have a nice day ahead. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.